8:39, Galesburg's Morning News. Some entertainment coming up this week here in Galesburg, Prairie Player Civic Theater. And this sounds like it's going to be a really, really fun show. Guys on Ice, an ice fishing musical. And I'm really looking forward to finding out more about this. Joining us to talk more about it, the director of the show, Vera Fornander. Vera, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great.
Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. And the musical director, Bob Fornander. Bob, good morning. How are you today?
I'm very well this morning.
And one of the stars of the show as well, right?
Star,
okay. All right. Well, first off, okay, so Guys on Ice, an ice fishing musical. Let's first talk about, Vera, just where this came from and how you guys had heard about it. And it's like, hey, this would be something good for us to do here at the Prairie Player Civic Theater.
Well, we took a trip up to Door County and Fish Creek. I have Peninsula State Park, and there are a few theater groups that perform outdoors there. So I kind of looked it up to find out, you know, who was there. And it was a group called the American Folklore Theater. And they did some fun musicals like Guys and Does. And my mom being from Belgium, there was one called Belgium's in Heaven. But then I noticed there was one called Guys on Ice. And you could buy an audio cassette of it. So it was first produced in 1998. It talks about three guys who are going ice fishing. Three of them, but one of them is kind of a pain in the neck and everything. But I believe that the musical itself was done for the 150th anniversary of the state of Wisconsin becoming a state, of course. And it was between, I think, the Milwaukee Repertory Theater and the American Folklore Theater.
So I take it's got a comedic element to it. I mean, we're talking real life up here, but yet we're poking fun at ourselves, I'm guessing.
Oh, yes.
A lot. Oh, yeah. It's, you know, two guys who are escaping to the fish shanty and waiting for, they think they're going to be on TV, and so they're waiting for somebody to arrive from the public television, I believe, station. And all their discussions and singing, of course.
So the three guys that they're actually there are they waiting for this out on the ice and just
we're in an ice fishing shanty. Supposed to be we've learned to do some of the Nord Wisconsin dialect, so and it's written right there in the script, you know. You talk about that and so forth and all that. It's been a nice challenge.
Yeah, well, it sounds like. So three of you, there's two main characters, you along with John Sibkin, who plays one of the characters. And then the third just kind of sounds like he's kind of along for the ride. It's like, oh, what are you guys doing? That kind of, I'm here with you, even though I'm not doing what you're doing. I want to benefit from what you're doing, I guess.
His name is Ernie the Moocher.
There you go.
And he comes and he bothers people and he borrows things and sometimes returns them, usually not. And he's just played by Mark Kelly, who's the lawyer in Alpha, has an office up there. And he does just a wonderful, hilarious job of being annoying.
Plays the ukulele and a kazoo.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go. Yeah.
Multi-talented performer, Mark.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and so it's Guys on Ice. It's an ice fishing musical. And Bob, being the music director for the show, when you heard this and when you guys checked it out when you were up, and was it, what was your first thought? Like, this is crazy. We need to do this?
Or? Absolutely.
Yeah.
When Vera started showing me the DVD that we have of it also, it's just – it is absolute fun. I mean, if people are looking for escapism and silly jokes and some meaningful things, this is what the show has. It's all based around that of two guys who go out fishing. They're in this horrible ice shanty that Marvin built. Marvin's not very good at carpentry, and it will be quite plain once you see the set. And then we talk about life, and we talk about Packers. Packers are very important in their lives.
Packers.
Oh, of course.
And we talk about fishing and how to put the hook in a minnow and that kind of stuff.
Well, okay, some of the songs, the musical numbers, The Wishing Hole. Ode to a Snowmobile Suit.
Ooh, yep. That's where we sweat a lot.
Yeah, fish is the miracle food, the one that got away. Huh?
And my favorite, 12 beers in a 12-pack.
Ah, there you go. Okay, so you mentioned that you're going to sweat your way through a little bit because you're ice fishing, so you literally on stage under the hot lights, snowmobile suits.
We're wearing snowmobile suits and gloves and hats and scarves.
Oh, yes. Man.
And heavy boots.
Heavy boots.
Well, you got to play the role, right?
Well, you know, those heavy boots, they kind of slow down the amazing choreography.
Yes.
But we're going to be okay.
So there is some choreography with it. All right.
We call it creative blocking.
There you go.
Highly detailed choreography. Bob Fosse the whole way.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's Guys on Ice. It's an ice fishing musical. It comes up later this week at the Prairie Players Civic Theater. So a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all 7:30 performances, then a matinee this Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Tickets are just $16 for adults, $9 for students. You can purchase them online at prairieplayers.com, or you can call the theater 343-7728, 343-7728. So how are you able to get this put together? I know you have to get a little bit of funding because it costs to bring the musical in.
I know they have grants and everything that they have and the Galesburg Foundation also.
Yeah, Community Foundation. I guess the Illinois Arts Council as well.
Right.
So, yeah, which is nice to be able to do that. So how many does the theater seat? I don't remember.
Just under 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
So you want to definitely get your tickets ahead of time.
Oh, yes.
And by the way, you'll be comfortable in the theater because you're not going to be in a snowmobile suit, right?
Exactly.
It might be a little chilly because we may set the temperature down, but we'll see.
Bring a sweater.
All right. Well, tell us more about anything else about the show and the production itself, Bob. Anything something really hard or what? It's just something really fun to work with.
Oh, it's absolutely fun. The cast is talented, but just fun. We do know one another and have known one another for a long time, so we get along right away. We like one another. Our accompanist, we have one accompanist. That's Pam Marola, who's the pastor at First Lutheran Church, and she's going to be playing the piano for us to accompany all the music. So she's doing a great job there. A lot of responsibility. And her husband is working up in the sound booth, Vince Marola. And we learn a lot of the northern Minnesota dialect from Vince because he's from
Wisconsin.
Northern Wisconsin. Northern Wisconsin. So he he always comes up with just terrible jokes. But
he actually
sort of
thrown a few in there that aren't on the script.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But he's the sound man. He's got the control.
He's got
control.
He
does it when he wants to do it. And there's nothing we can do.
Yeah. We have to really tip our hats to Molly Prescott because we've kind of turned her loose on the set.
Oh,
and
okay.
She's done an excellent job.
Yeah, it looked pretty good before she started, and now it looks like an awful, terrible shanty.
Like the way it's supposed to look, right?
Exactly.
It's supposed to good. She's great.
So, Bob, I got to ask you, are you getting along okay with the director? I mean, things working out with her?
Did you have another question to go to?
How about Vera? How's the actors? Are they following your direction? Especially
someday.
This one.
That got to be time for a commercial.
I think our stage manager Sherry Robinson and I are both going. I think there's a mutiny going on, so we have to kind of keep them in line once in a while. But otherwise, they're very well behaved.
We're having a good time.
All right. Vera Fornander is the director. Bob Fornander is one of the stars and also the music director of Guys on Ice. It's an ice fishing musical. You've probably never seen anything like it, and you may never again. This is really just the topic that it seems perfect.
Oh, yeah. It's just laughs throughout, but yet there are some moments that are very touching and everything.
Mm-hmm. The tickets are a great gift for a pre-Father's Day.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So how long is the actual production? The performance. Yeah.
An hour and a half.
Hour and a half. Okay, perfect.
Oh, it's real easy. It's
real
easy.
There is a Ernie does a halftime show. So after intermission, he comes out and does a little kind of game show.
Perfect.
So a little audience participation there.
Wonderful gifts they give away. Wonderful gifts.
All right. Well, again, the performances this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7:30. Then a matinee on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Again, you can get your tickets online, prairieplayers.com, or you can call the box office 343-7728 to get your tickets for Guys on Ice, an ice fishing musical. Vera, anything else we need to know about the show?
You can buy tickets at the door also.
Okay.
And,
tickets are
just
going fast.
Okay.
We just heard they're
that's
they're,
good.
They're
that
selling
a good
ahead
thing.
Of time.
So. Yeah. All right.
That's always good.
All right. Bob, anything else we need to know?
Oh, no. Just you'll have a really fine time if you come and see it.
Are you ever going to get him to stop after the show's over?
Probably not. If we ever watch the movie Fargo, we
exactly.
both go into
it's,
it.
It's so. A virus, I tell you.
I know, I know. Every I will pull up Fargo just because of that sometimes.
Oh, yes.
and then keep doing it.
We're going, yeah.
And annoy somebody really special to me.
That's
she,
the point.
She grew up in Fargo and oh. says, no.
We don't talk like that.
Exactly.
Right?
And she doesn't. She doesn't.
That's good.
I do, though. All right. Vera, Bob, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Again, the production, the performances this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 7:30, Prairie Players Civic Theater, and then Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock, prairieplayers.com or 343-7728, and you may be able to get them at the door as well. Bob, Vera, thank you so much. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.